Well, we've got a special guest joining us this morning, and it's good morning to Vicky from Study Hub West Coast. Happy New Year to you, Vicky.
Oh, Happy New Year to you and your listeners, Gerbo.
Indeed, thank you very much.
Yep, we're really excited. I'm here today with a student of ours, Kat Jones, and we just wanted to say Happy New Year to the West Coast community and remind people of the great services here at the Study Hub West Coast. We've got a lot of regional support and advice we can give anybody that's learning after high school. So whether you're doing a little unit of competency, whether you're doing TAFE, whether you're doing university, we'd love for you to give us a call and tell us how we can help you.
Are there any new courses for 2022?
Oh, gosh, it's exciting. I work for the University of Tasmania, and we've just released a bunch of job-ready undergraduate certificates. Most of these are offered online and without fees. Everything from community support, creative arts and health, sustainable living, climate science, applied design. There's a ton of new courses out there, so the time to enroll is now. All we have to do is give us a call, and we'd be more than happy to have a chat about what your options might be.
Excellent. And of course, you've got the old favourites as well. I think last year we were saying that snake catching seemed to be the most popular. Is that right?
Yes, for sure. Our snake handling course, or snake management course, as we like to describe it, is eternally popular with West Coasters, and we'll certainly be holding that several times again this year.
Okay, it's a good thing too, because I know in the last 6 months there's been quite a few snake sightings around the place. So, that could come in handy. All right, Kelly, let's bring you into the conversation. Tell us about what you're studying.
G'day. I'm studying a Diploma of Languages at UCAS. I'm a distance student, so it's all online. So you can actually study a language online, which is probably a bit of a shock for some people, but you can actually have like Zoom tutorials and that kind of alternative to face-to-face contact. So I've been studying Chinese for just over a year. This is my second year of 3 years. And I love using the Study Hub because it's so close to my home. It's only about 10 minutes walk. I live in Zin. And the staff, they're really supportive and friendly and welcoming, and they know, you know, they've got all the resources at their fingertips and how to provide the stepping stones for new students. So just to give an example, a few months ago they told me about a scholarship that's available for rural and regional students who are studying this year, last year. So I applied, and because Ian is one of the postcodes that is part of this eligibility criteria, okay. I was successful. And it's about $6,000 over 3 years, so that was great.
Yeah, no, very good as well. And are you, is it your first or second year this year?
So this year will be my second year, so there's 3 years. And my lecturer is based at Launceston.
Okay.
I've met one person, but otherwise, it's all via Zoom.
That's amazing. And it's pretty good, given the COVID situation as well, that we're able to do that online as well.
Yes, and that brings to mind one of the benefits of studying at the Study Hub is that they've got all the sanitising protocols in place. You know, everyone has to wear face masks. We all do the disinfecting, social distancing and all that. So it's a safe place to study. There's air conditioning to bring fresh air in, and it's well ventilated. And light and airy and lovely place to study.
Excellent. It sounds like the people are well looked after there, which is fantastic. Vicky, is there a limit of people that are allowed in the building at one time?
Yes, we do have limits, which we adhere to. But here on the West Coast, you know, we don't have 40,000 people all competing use of the Study Hub. So we're really, really lucky. It's open 7 days a week, which makes it even easier, from 8 a.m. till 10 p.m. So students can elect to come at times that work for them. If there's peak times, we just kind of move things around. But it's working out really, really well. Students like Kelly, who are studying online, they can come here and feel like they're a part of the community, really have some intensive kind of social support that we provide. We're very good at prodding people along to get things done, like Kelly applying for her scholarship. We're really good at reminding people about those things. But we also have student events that people can join in every month. So that might be dinners or quiz nights, things like that. And the staff here, Nikki, Yolandi, myself, we want to help our regional learners because we live here and we know what it means to be operating, you know, at a distance from other distance students. So, you know, we just want to help you and, you know, pick up the phone, give us a call or follow us on Facebook. We always post information up there that people can see. We just want our community to be successful learners. And sure. Kelly lives in Zeehan, but you don't have to live in Zeehan to use a study hub. Anyone from the West Coast can come. We've got fuel subsidies available for people that travel to the facility regularly. We want to do whatever we can to get you over the line and get you feeling confident again as a learner.
I love the fact that you are so community-focused, focused on the West Coast and are so open. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, look, I've worked in my role as the Community Learning Officer. I've advocated really, really hard for remote students, like our students on the West Coast. We've got some really great scholarships now with UTAS, and we understand that there's remote and then there's West Coast remote.
Yeah.
So that makes a big difference.
Yes.
You know, I'm always happy to have a chat with people about what that pathway into learning looks like for them.
Okay, now if people want to know about the courses that you've got, the one that might suit them to find out, is there an online presence that you guys have got?
Yeah, of course. For the UTAS courses, that's the job-ready undergraduate certificates I spoke of. It's just utas.edu.au. But follow the Study Hub West Coast on Facebook. There's a ton of information posted there, and I know West Coasters do love a good Facebook page, so check that out.
No, fantastic. Well, good to catch up with you today, Vicky, and thanks, Kelly, as well, for joining us too. It's a real buzz at the Study Hub West Coast, as always, so it sounds like 2022 is going to be a big one for you. So, look, thanks for spending some time talking to us today.
Thank you,
Irvo. Okay, all the best. There we go. It's Vicky from Study Hub West Coast and one of the students, Kelly Jones, who's currently studying a Diploma of Languages there as well. Fantastic to hear. It's all the buzz at Zeehan there, Study Hub West Coast.